Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends, the Sheshavei specialist, Rambam and Rashi Sheyuchyu. Rinishmas, Molas, Esther, Basilip Shmuel. The Mishnah teaches us in Bava Kamma that if a person did Geneva and then he shechted it on Yom Kippur, he pays 4 and 5. And the Gemara says, why is that? I an aleph, I'm an aleph in Bava Kamma. You're right, he's not chayav misa, bidei adam, for being mechal Yom Kippur, but he gets malchus. And we pass geneno loka mishalim. So why is he getting malchus and paying the 4 and 5 for doing tvicha on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, this is Reb Meir, who holds attack, you are like a mishalim. Says the Gemara, if it's Reb Meir, then even if he was tovech on Shabbos, he should be mischayev rabba v'chamisha. So why does it say in the Mishnah later on that if he was tevech on Shabbos, he doesn't have to pay? And if you're going to hold the Rebbe Meir says that you're like Yom Mishalim and therefore Yom Kippur, yes, you have to pay, but you're not mesu Mishalim, it's not true, because we have a price that says if he was going to be tevech b'Shabbos or for Avodah Zarah, so according to Rebbe Meir, he pays 4 and 5. Chum says pater. So you see the Rebbe Meir holds that mesu Mishalim. So if this mission is Rebbe Meir, they're kind of a tavach b'yom kippur mishalim or bov chamisha, why later on does it say he's pater from our bov chamisha? Rebbe Meir holds mesu mishalim. And it's the Gemara, because forget about that price, there's no raya, because it's talking about a case where the tovech al yidei acher, in other words, he was shalech, a shliach, to shecht the animal. So the ganav himself wasn't over an isur Shabbos or over the zara. He was a mischayev misa, and therefore he's mischayev v'tashlume al bava chamisha. This brisa that if he was tevech on Shabbos and or lavei dezor, he has to pay 4 and 5. Is talking about where he did it al yidei shliach. There, Rebbe Meir is moida that there Rebbe Meir holds that he's mischayev al bava chamisha. But if he himself was mischayev misa, Rebbe Meir holds kim levit rabbi minei. And he dies, and he doesn't pay the 4 and 5. So our mission that says if he was tavech b'yom kippur, he's chayv b'tashlumin, but on Shabbos he's pater b'tashlumin z'levi meir. So our meir says adam loikum mishalim, in adam meisum mishalim. And then the Gemara says, what? How can it be? Zeh choyti v'zeh mischayv, that the shliach sins by being tavech this animal, and the arba b'chamisha is being paid by the mishalech. We have a rule in shliach l'dvar avera. So the Gemara says, no, here yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Because it says tvacho macharoi, man mechira al yachar, tvil yachar, just like mechira, there's another party involved. So to tvicha, there's another party involved. The mishalech is still going to be chayav. And then we have two other sources. The Rabbi Shmuel learns from the extra word ol, the rabbi says shliach, and the Rabbi Chizkiya learns from the tachas, the rabbi says shliach. And when it comes to tvicha, that the mishalech is chayav, yeshliach of baravera, and therefore he has to pay the 4 and 5. Weiter in the Gemara, Maskif lo marzutro, midi diilu, mika midi diilu, avi diilu lo mechayv, avi shlecho mechayv. How could it be that if he does something, he wouldn't be chayv? But if the shliach does it, he's chayv. And Rav Rashi answers, no. There, lav mishum deloy mechayv. If the Ganav himself would shecht on Shabbos or Vodazara, he would be chayv. We just can't be mechayv in befol because of kim levit rabbi minei. But here there's no kim levit rabbi minei. When he shochet al yidei shliach, where he's not mischayev misa, it's no kim levit rabbi minei, so he has to pay the 4 and 5. So now the Gemara asks another kasha, yu tovech al yidei acher, the price of the Rebbe Meir's mechayev, the God of the tashlim rabba v'chamisha, is when he's tovech b'shabbos al avodah zarah. He's talking about a case where he's tovech al yidei acher, so why then are the rabbis pattering? Why are they pattering the ganav from payment? If it's talking about where he was tovech al yidei acher, why should he be pater from payment? The mishalech, he sent him, so he should be chai about sending him, and there's no kim levit rabbi minei, because he wasn't the one being mechal Shabbos. So answers the Gemara, man chachamim, Rabbi Shimon, who holds shechita in a real, lo shma shechita. So the Shechita on Shabbos is a Shechita Sheina Ruya. It doesn't have a Shem Shechita, and therefore he's not Mischaiver, Baba Chamisha. That's why if he shechted on Shabbos or the Shem Avodah Zarah, he's Pater from the 4 and the 5. Frakti Gemara, Amri Bishleim, Ma Avodah Zarah, Vishar Niskol, Shechita Sheina Ruya. I get why Avodah Zarah and Shechita Sheina Ruya is Shechita Sheina Ruya, because you can't use this animal, the animal's Aser, but Shabbos, it's a Shechita Ruya. It says if you shechted on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, even though you're Mischaiv ben Afsha, the Shechita is Kshera. So the Gemara answer is no. Rabbi Shimon, who's the Tana, who says Shechita Sheina Ruya, in other words, the Chachamim, the Zman Chachamim, or the Chachamim, who argue with Rav Meir and say that he's Pater, it's Rabbi Shimon. So this Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yochanan Asamba. What does Rabbi Yochanan Asamba say? Rabbi Yochanan Asamba says that if somebody shechts the mezid, it's aser. Olamis. For everybody. So Shechita on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Shechita Sheina Ruya. And therefore he's pater for when the Shliach shechts on Shabbos or for Avodah Zarah, the Mishalech is pater. He's a Shechita Sheina Ruya. And the Gemara says, what's the reason of Yochanan Sandler? And the Gemara answers, because it says, "Vishmaritim as a Shabbos ki kodesh ilachem hakodesh asa b'achila, if maitz a Shabbos asurim b'achila." So you see that it's asur b'achila, and then the Gemara says, but then it should also be asur b'hana, because it's not lachem. He says, "Shmaratim Shabbos Kodesh Yilachem, Ma Kodesh Aser Bachilah, Ma'aser Shabbos Aser Bachilah." Just like Kodesh, Ochel Etchayich the Hekdesh is Aser Bachilah, so too Ma'aser Shabbos is Aser Bachilah, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds that Ma'aser Shabbos is Aser. If you shechts on Shabbos, it's Aser. So then why isn't it Aser Bahana? Just like Kodesh is Aser Bahana, Ma'aser Shabbos will also be Aser Bahana. And then it says, Lachem, Shalachem, Yehela, it's Mutter Bahana. Yachal Afilu B'Shoigeg, I might think even B'Shoigeg. It's Aser Bahachila Kukodesh. No. Mechala Masiu, must be Mezer Amar, Tilach Adafka, be Mezer, and not B'Shoigeg. So now the Gemara brings a Machlekes HaMavayim about Shittas Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. Pligi Ba'at Rabbi Acha V'Ravina. Chadam Ramaisa Shabbos Dei Raisa, V'Chadam Ramaisa Shabbos Dei Rabbonan. Mandam Dei Raisa Kedam Moran. Mandam Dei Rabbonan Amar Kra. Kodesh, he kodesh v'en maaseh kodesh. So the one who holds Torah Raisa, that's where we get it from. Yishmarat the Shabbos ki kodesh yilachem. And therefore, Maaseh Shabbos Torah Raisa, the one holds Torah Rabbanan, kodesh he, Shabbos is holy, but Maaseh Shabbos, when it's Mechal Shabbos, that is not going to be Aser Bachila, that's not holy. That is not like kodesh, that's not like hekdesh, and it's Mutter Bachila Menatorah, Chachamim Aser. But Menatorah, it's Mutter. So Bishlam Amandar Madar Raisa, so that's why the rabbi's pater. The Ganav, that is Shliach Shechs the Behema, because it's Shechita Sheina Ruya Dar Raisa. Elamandi Omar de Rabbonon, am I pater Rabbonon? But if you hold that even a Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, Maisa Shabbos, is Aser Darabanan, that was the Machlokas before. One holds that according to Yochanan Asandler, Maaseh Shabbos is Aser Daraisa, and the other holds that Maaseh Shabbos is Aser Darabanan. So Laman Diomer, that according to Yochanan Asandler, Maaseh Shabbos is Aser Darabanan. So why do the rabbis pater when the person shechts? With Daraisa, it's a good Shechita. So answers the Gemara, according to this Shita, that Yochanan Asandler asks Maaseh Shabbos only Darabanan. When the Chachamim say that the Ganav is pater with the Shnur of Chamisha, they're only talking about Sha'ara. In the other cases in the Braisa, there was Avodah Zarah b'Shor HaNiskal. But Ganav Tavach b'Shabbos, that the Basar is Mutter b'Achila min HaTorah, Chachamim Ramoide to Rav Meir, that the Ganav is Chayav b'Tashlumi Arba v'Chamisha. Ad kan, mi divrei kotshoi shel hasugyo in meseches Bava Kama, daf ayin aleph amud aleph, ayin aleph amud beis. So in a previous shiur we were learning in Tervasoi shel agoin hagodol amufla v'amufla, Rabbi Ben Sion HaKohen Kan Zitzal, and there's a hemshech of that shiur. And he writes that b'dvareinu elu, based on what we saw in the previous shiur, which hopefully we'll get to, we're going to be able to answer Taisus and Bava Kama, who ask, and the Gemara here that we just learned, why do the rabbis at the end of the sugya, Gemara asked, if it's only asur de rabbanon, then why do the rabbis pater? Ma'aseh Shabbos is only asur v'achilu mid rabbanon, so why do chachamim pater ganav mitashlumi arba v'chamisha? In a Torah, you can eat this animal. So it's a valid shechita. So that's what the Gemara says. And in that Gemara, Tosfos asks, you know why Chachamim pater you? Because they don't darshan O and Tachas l'rabos seshliach. In other words, they hold that ain't shleich l'dvar aveiro. And since ain't shleich l'dvar aveiro, that's why the Meshalech is pater, and the Shliach Shechter on Shabbos. Why doesn't the Gemara just say that? Because the Gemara assumes all along that even Chachamim agree that Yesh Shliach Udvar Aveiro when it comes to Tficha. And maybe they don't subscribe to that at all, and that would solve the Gemara's problem here. Just say the reason they pater is because Ein Shliach Udvar Aveiro, even by Tficha. And they don't dash in Owen Tachas. That's Tosfos' Kasha. And the Pnei Yoshua asks on that kasha, how can you say that the reason of the Chachamim is because they don't hold that there's a din shlichus b'tvicha v'mechira? How can Tosfos even entertain such a possibility? Because if that were true, that they don't hold, the Chachamim don't hold of a din shlichus by tvicha v'mechira, so my Ulya Bishri Bishokit Bishabis Velabai Dizot, why does the Baraisa specifically talk about Chachamim pattering and Rimeir being Mechayev when Yishachs on Shabbos and for Abai Dizot? Even on the weekday he'll be pater if he did Abai Dizot, not only on Shabbos. Why Dafkan Shabbos? Even during the weekday he's going to be pater. Why is he going to be pater on the weekday? Because there's no Shlichus. Not only that, there's another diktuk b'divrei Tosfos, diktuk nifla, that Tosfos could have already asked their kasha that the Chachamim don't subscribe to the notion of yesh leich udvar aveiro legavei tficha earlier on in the Gemara. The Gemara says earlier on, ibe tovech ha'idei achil, it's talking about where he shechted through someone else. Why are the rabbis pater? So I have an answer. Tosfos should have asked. I have an answer to that kasha. Because they don't darshan O v'tachas. They don't darshan that yesh leich udvar aveiro. The Tosfos doesn't ask it there. Tosfos only asks it at the end of the sugya. Why not earlier? And the Gemara says, Ibe tovech ha'ideach ha'mayitam rabban patri, just say, because they don't subscribe to the notion of yesh leich udvar aveiro by tefillah. So those are the kashas that we're dealing with. Yesh leima. Says Mareinu Agoyim Rabin Sia. This is what we saw in the previous shiur, the Rashbitz, cited by the Ramo in Cheshen Mishpat Shin Pei Ches, that the shliach masul. Let's say you have a shliach who's a muchzok to be a moise. So in such a case, we say that yesh shliach the dvar aveiro. If he's muchzak to be moiser, we're going to say yesh leich udvar aveiro, because you know he's going to do the shlichus. It's no divra av divra talmud divra mishamin. You know he's going to listen to you. So b'shlich moiser yesh leich udvar aveiro v'hu adin v'mor melavay dezar lechil Shabbos. And like we saw in the previous year from the tshuvas of the Kochav Yaakov, Muadin, if somebody is a moisil for if somebody is a moisil, if somebody is a muzok, that he's a mummer for avodah zarah and for chilul Shabbos. If he's a mummer for avodah zarah and chilul Shabbos, so the din is yesh leich l'tvan avera, because he's considered a mummer l'kol ha'teva kula. So there we would say yesh leich l'tvan avera. And if so, again, we spoke about this in the previous year, what's Tosis kasha? Dil matam ayu de rabbanan. Dilo dolshu oy v'tachas. The rabbis sashliach. Tosis asks, maybe the reason of the rabbis that they don't darshan is that they don't darshan. Over tachas l'rabbis ha-shliach. That's why they pater, because there's no shlichus. No, that's not a good question, because al kopanim, if it's a shliach mummer, yesh shliach v'tvan avela b'chol makom. So how can the rabbis pater stam b'shochar adei b'shliach b'shabbis al mishkachas lo, we have a case where the mishalech would be chayiv? And that would be, if you have a dollar bill, and that would be b'shachar ayde shliach mummer, sheyei shliach l'dvar avera. V'yishe b'shliach mummer b'lavach yipater, sheshchitaso yihavin avela. So you're going to say to me, no. You can't say it's talking about a shliach mummer, and if it's a shliach mummer, yei shliach l'dvar avera, that's what we want to say, no. Because his Shchita is no good, it's an avela. The shchita is no good, it's going to be an avela. So it's a shchita, it's not a valid shchita. So then the mishalech wouldn't be chayav dalet behem. But that's not true. Because we see in the tzlach and chulan and daf yud dalet that shchita sumam is only an avela de rabbanan. And so is the shchita de bach and yonadein simen beis. And so the ma'aram shikin oyra chayim reish pe aleph in the name of the shilte gibroivim. Shirak mida rabban and asu shchitas mummer. And also in the tshuvas of Yuda Asad and Yeridan Simon Nun, in the tshuvas Yad Elio and the Nachal Eshkol lichas shchitas Simon Beis, Pesach Yinaim Lachidah B'chul in Daf Hei, the tshuvas Amar Hashem Chelikim L'Simon Hei. Rabbi Ben Sion was a baki noyro v'otzim. This is without a computer. It was before computers. And if so, that Shechitas Mummer is only Nevela de Rabbanon. So he's going to be Chayv Dal Vehei. Because then in Dal Vehei we go Basa the Deiraisa, like we see in our Sugya. So how can we say that the reason of the rabbis is because Shlichus is not affected by Dal Vehei? Because Ein Shlichut Var Avera. Ha'al Kolpanim B'Shliach Mummer Yesh Shlichut Var Avera. And that doesn't stem with the Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanan said, Bofen Stami, the rabbis made a blanket statement. Pater, if it's not true, it wouldn't apply to a mummer. By a mummer, Mishalech would be chayv, because yesh letat varavera. However, as we saw in the previous shir, we saw another tzlach, that mummer l'avaydizar l'chol Shabbos is a mummer l'kol ha'teva kula, is only mikoach ha'roiv. But there's a miut that's not a mummer the kol ha'teva kula. And therefore we can't say b'mamon that by a mummer yesh lechad varavera. Ki ein holchin b'mamon achar harov. And therefore, kamuvan, it works out. You can't say by a mummer yesh lechad varavera. Because he's only a mummer al pi rov. If he's a mummer la veidazara lechol Shabbos, he's only a mummer al pi rov. And ain holchem a mummer nachar a rov. And that would explain why, according to the Chachamim, the Mishalech is pater. Even if the guy is a mummer l'avaydazar of the Shabbos, because it's only a mummer al pi rov l'kol ha'Torah kula, but ain't ocham mummer nachar rov. Or in Aflon Ksubas Naftezvav on Beis, he writes that we only say ain't ocham mummer nachar rov where there's only an afgamina linyan mamon. But where there's a cheskas, where huchzak haroiv, very famous hafla we've discussed in the past, in a case where huchzak haroiv, linyan iser, mahani nami, linyan mamon. Where once you already say linyan roiv, linyan iser that we follow the roiv, so linyan mamon we're also going to follow the roiv. Ayin makin bikidushin daflami pays on the pays. Just a few other addresses if you want to go to this, look into this, the Tum and Chosh and Mishpah and Samach Zayin, Shub is Samin Rosh, Simin Chof Tez, Kasa Daharis in the Simin Lam, Shub is Chasim Soif, Rebbe Nezer Chelik, Beis Simin Chof Samach Alef, Shub is Yank of Simin Samach Alef, and Yeradeya, Lechem the Shleim and Rebbe Nezer Simin Chof Dalet, and Shub is the Baal Chabas Daz Cham, Shub is Shola Meshav Madula Tunyan, Chelik Beis, Simin Lamed Hei, Shub is Bin Yitzin, Simin Chof Yitzayin. So if so, since Midei Rabbanan, Shechitas Mamre Zin Aveila, since Midei Rabbanan, the Shechitas Mamre is in Aveila, if so, even though it's only Mitam Rov, that he's a Mamre, and there's a Miut of Mechalei Shabbos and Odeh Rezor that are not Mamrim, nevertheless, this Rov is Mufsak Lenyan Isser. How does this Rov work Lenyan Isser? Because we say that the Shechit is Aser, the Shechit is an Avela. And once we say Linyan Isil, we're following the Rov, so we're also going to follow the Rov Linyan Mamun. And we're going to say he's a Mummer. Since it's a Muchzak HaRov Li Suva, we also say Muchzak HaRov Linyan Mamun. We're going to follow the Rov Linyan Mamun. And therefore we can say that if you have a shliach mummer for tvicha, ye shliach l'dvar aveira. And don't say ein holchem b'mamon achar rov, because the rov is already muksak l'isula. And then, kim tzarik de kasha, the question is reinstated. What's Tosfos kasha? Tosfos says then maybe the reason of the rabbis is because they don't darshan over tachas. The rabbis says shliach, but that's not true. Because even if you don't darshan over tachas, the rabbis says shliach. To say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, but akol panim ayidei shliach mumer yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. And rabbanim patur tstam b'tovech ayidei shliach. So it's not going to help us to say that they don't darshan O and Tachas L'Rabbis is a shliach. Because Ayde Shliach, remember we would say Yeh Shliach Advar Avela. And how then did the rabbi say both in Stami in a very general way the rabbis patterned V'Toveach Ayde Shliach? That shouldn't be true. Because if it's Shliach Mummer, then the Mishalech would be Chayiv. And don't say, no, it's only a, he's only a Mummer al-Pi Rov, he's Mechal Shabbos, so everyone's sorry. Because once we're Machzikim as a Mummer Linyan Isser, we're also Machzikim as a Mummer Linyan Mammon. So don't tell me, Enochem Mammon Achar Rov, because here they were following the Rov Linyan Isser, so also following the Rov Linyan Mammon. So we have to understand Tosfos Kasha. So we can say as follows. Now we're talking about somebody who's Tovech Ayidei Shliach B'Shabbos. And if so, we can say that according to the Rabbanan, ein shlichus b'tficha af ayde shliach mummer. We can say that there's no shlichus, even if the tficha was done by a mummer. And you're going to say to me, no. By a mummer we say, yesh shlichus dvar avera. And the answer is, it's not true. Because lenyan mummer, we can't say this. Because that he's a mummer, is mitam rov. Ve'ein hochin b'mamon achar harov. And you can't say that it's a rov, since there's a rov that he's a mummer, is muchzak le'iser, because his shechit is an avela mid'rabbanan, and your mailer, we're also going to say that we're following the rov l'inyan mammon. That's not true. Because since we're talking about Shabbos, so according to Rav Yochanan Sandler, Maisa Shabbos Belavachi is Asidu Rabbanan. Belahuchzik Lisua. How to have a mumel? Divelavachi Asirashchita Mishumaisi Shabbos. So we don't have to come on to the Rov and say he's a mummer to Asir the Shechita Atz Nevela. Because it's anyway going to be Asir Atz Maisa Shabbos. At the very least, Maisa Shabbos is the Rabbana. So we're already going to Asir this Atz Maisa Shabbos. So you don't have to come on to the fact that we're filing the Rov. Then an iser to make it an avela, because there's a rov that he's a mummer, because rov machale Shabbos felt over the zara mummer the kolatar kula. And once we file the rov linyan that he's a mummer, that means that the animal's an avela. So therefore, you're also going to file the rov linyan mummer. It's not true, because you're not filing the rov linyan iser, because it's already going to be aser al tamaisa Shabbos. So once we're not machzik the rov that he's a mummer as far as Isser is concerned, so also linyan mammon. You can't say yesh lech dvar avera because he's a mummer. Because that he's a mummer is al tzav. And you can't be mechayiv the mishalech with mammon because the shliach is a mummer and yesh lech dvar avera because ain ochem in mammon achal rov. And therefore Tosfos asks very well. And maybe the reason of the Rabbanan is because they don't darshan Owen Tachas L'Rabbis HaShliach. They don't hold Shlichas by Tvicha. And if you're going to say, no, there is a case of Shlichas by Tvicha. Al Yidei Shliach Mummer, Shiyei Shlichat V'Aravera, that's not true. Because Linyan Mummen, even by Shliach Mummer, Shlichat V'Aravera, they know him Mummen Achar Rov. Shlohuch Zakar Rov, Lavei Mummer L'Yisura, Kevin Demari B'Shabbos. So, there was no rov as far as Isser is concerned. We're not going to file the rov as far as Isser is concerned to make it an avela. Because referring to Maisa Shabbos, that anyway it's Aser out Maisa Shabbos. And if so, all you have is that there's a rov that he's a mummer, and ain't ochem mummer achal rov. So, there's never going to be a shliach with dvar avera. Not in a regular case. And not even in the mummer case. In a regular case, because the chachamim don't darshan Owen tachas l'rabbis ha-shliach. And even if he's a mummer, she is shliach with dvar avera, that's only out to rov. And here we're dealing with mammon. It's only mammon. Because we're talking about reshetet on Shabbos. And therefore, it's not going to be Asr in Nevela because he's a mummer, al tzro, because it's already Asr al tzmeis Shabbos. So Tosfos asked a very good kasha. They said, maybe the Chacham just don't darshan over tachas l'rabbis ha-shliach. And that's why the Mishalech is in Chayiv when the shliach shechs on his behalf. And for the kasha, the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua asked, how can you say it's because they don't hold this Adin of Shlichas by Tvich and Mechira? So why dafka Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? Even on the weekday, the Mishalech will be Patur of his Tavech Haidei Shlich. The answer to that kasha is that Petavach B'chol, Ma'al Kopanam Haidei Shlich, Mummer, Yesh li echad dvar aveilo. That if a person shechs on the weekday, if there's a shliach mumel, yesh li echad dvar aveilo. You can't make a blanket statement and say there's never going to be a shliach dvar aveilo. If it's a shliach mumel, yesh li echad dvar aveilo. And the mishlech is going to be chayv dal v'hei. And you can't say, no, enoch ha-mom nach ha-rov yizimomar. Zeno, it's not true. Because the rov is already muchzak li-yisura. That the shechit is in avela with the rabbanan apel upon him. And once you're already going, be-isur basar ha-rov, so also when it comes to mom, you follow the rov. On Shabbos, this doesn't apply, because Shabbos anyway, it's also ultimately it's a Shabbos. The rabbanan adoraisa. So you never follow the rov, then you're nisur, and mele, then your mom, you're also not going to follow the rov. But when it comes to weekday, you can't say that the rabbi's pater always, because in a mummer they're going to be mechayev. Because once we follow the rov that he's a mummer, the inyan nevela on the weekday, you're also going to follow the rov the inyan mamon. And therefore, the machlokes is dafkan Shabbos, where it's aser al tamaisa Shabbos, and there's no chusak a rov that is a mumer li'isura. And therefore, even as a shliach mumer, ain't shliach dvar aveira, because ain't ocham a mumer nachar rov, because a mumer lechal Shabbos in lavad of zara is only a mumer al tzarov, and ain't ocham a mumer nachar rov. And on Shabbos, where it's Aser anyway, out to Maisa Shabbos, so we're not following the law for Iser. So Mele, it's only a Shail of Mammon, and Ein Ocham Mammon Achar Rov. So there, the rabbis can say, we always hold that Ein Shleich of Varvera, even if it's a Mummer. If we don't darshan over Tachas, and so it's Kasha, if we don't darshan over Tachas, the rabbi says Shliach. And even if he's a Mummer, that we say Ein Shleich of Varvera, here no, because he's only a mumra al pirov, and ain't often a mumra nachar rov.